queens of the ancient world. Salome Alexandra of Judea. Salome's story is a tale of diplomacy, of managing the constant challenges of royal leadership, and of resisting attacks from outside armies, as well as from members of her own family. She is remembered as the last independent ruler of her country, Judea, during the period just before the countries of the Mediterranean were conquered by Rome. Salome Alexandra was born in 140 BC. Not much is known of her girlhood. Her Judean name was Shelem Zion, which is translated as Salome. Her Greek name was Alexandra, after Alexander the Great, who brought his Greek armies to the region nearly 200 years earlier. Like many people of her time, Salome lived amid her family and clan and spoke their language, Aramaic. She was also versed in the Hellenistic culture and Greek language that united the many lands around the Mediterranean Sea, including the nearby empires of Egypt and Syria. From what historians can piece together, it seems Salome Alexandra first married in her late 20s. Her choice of husband, Aristobulus, the eldest son of the native ruler of Judea, led her both to royal life and to the beginning of her family problems. Aristobulus was intensely ambitious. When his father, the king, died in 104 BC, he willed the country to Aristobulus's mother. But his eldest son would have none of it. He imprisoned his mother, starved her to death, and jailed three of his brothers. In this brutal way, Judea became his, and Salome became the reigning queen. Just a year later, though, Aristobulus died of a mysterious disease. As Salome performed the proper funeral rites over him, she learned that he had bequeathed the kingdom to her.